what can people expect to see?
Well, they won't notice anything unless they're properly equipped with a safe telescope, that is, one that's filtered correctly to observe the sun, and a telescopic view, because Mercury is so small, it won't appear as much other than a small dot. In fact, the rock artist Sting, in his famous 80s hit King of Pain, sang, "There's a little black spot on the sun today, same old thing as yesterday," but in this case, not quite. This is a fairly rare event.
I love Sting. I love that song.
Yes.
That's great. I did not know. Thank you for in opening my eyes to that. You're going to be having viewing?
Well, it'd be at the observatory, Scherzer Observatory, so that the folks can wander up to the observing deck, where we'll have several telescopes aimed towards Mercury, assuming it's clear. And looking at the latest weather forecast, they're all over the map. So this is Michigan. It's springtime. I can't figure it out. But it has to be clear. If you're stuck at work or just can't get away, or it does cloud over and rain, you can always get on the NASA.gov webpage, and they'll be feeding a live image from the Solar Dynamics Observatory, so you can see it from the comfort of your desk at work or wherever you happen to be.
What will the view from the observatory be like?
For us, we'll have this beautiful view of the sun in what's called hydrogen alpha light. It's a very, very red-looking view. You can see the flares and activity on the sun, if there is anything. The sun's been fairly quiet. And you'll see Mercury is slowly working its way across the disk as this black silhouette, the small little black dot, from one side to the other over a seven-hour period.
How rare is this?
Well, again, the last time this happened was as, it's not the same old thing as yesterday. It happened 10 years ago, 2006. There will be another one in 2019, but these things can only happen in the months of November and May. So this will be the last May transit until May of 2049. So that's why they're pretty difficult to see. The November transits, the sun is very low in the sky for us here in southeast Michigan, and the clouds tend to be prevalent that time of year as well. So this may be a sort of a one-time thing for many people.
But I'm sort of disappointed that if you're not in the observatory, you'll notice nothing.
That's correct.
Well, okay.
Same is true with the Venus transit of 2012. That's an even rarer event. That last one took place in 2012. That won't happen again in 101 years. So these kinds of things are fairly rare. Venus and Mercury are the only two planets that can cross in front of the sun. And it's noteworthy just for its unusual effects, although astronomers do tend to use these kinds of events to refine orbital numbers and values, that kind of stuff.
What about an impact on people's personalities? And
absolutely no effect, other than you'll go stir-crazy trying to keep up with the weather reports.
You're no fun. I heard something about, like, five planets being in retrograde. And that's...
Nah, that's...
you're an astronomer, a scientist, so that's your brain. That's how you look at it. Well, the rest of us think that explains what's going on over there.
The position of Mercury was used about a century ago to help refine and confirm Einstein's theory of relativity, and Venus was subject of a voyage by none less than British Commander James Cook on the Endeavour back in 1769 to calculate the size of the solar system, to get the distance to the sun using Venus. So these kinds of measurements are historically interesting, but for us, it's just a neat thing to see in the telescope.
But it didn't change their mood or cause some unusual hair growth?
No, again, just if the weather forecast thwarts us, because I'd like to see this. Hopefully, again, the skies will cooperate and check with the weather, and the skies will be there.